time for Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music. Good God!
Tiny Ruins is the project centred around the songwriting of Holly Fulbrook. There's a new album that's just come out, Olympic Girls, and it's an impressive addition to nearly a decade's worth of records, EPs, collabs. Holly joins us in studio to play us a few songs and have a chat. Hello.
Kia ora, Bert. Thanks for having me.
No worries. Rudely, I only was like, oh, you might need headphones.
It's okay. I'm a bit flustered.
feel free to maybe, should we do a quick strum?
Let's
Hope.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, thanks.
All right. Thank you so much for being here.
It's my absolute pleasure.
We're going to have a couple songs and then we'll have a chat. So whenever you're ready.
You gotta give it to me. I always make it up, shaking with laughter. We find a place to hang, clothes clean and away from condensation of the gathering day. Everyone in a hurry, sharing our days in the sun, blossoms all starting to fall. Flashes in the dark, you read my mind, but never imprison me there. Lanterns shiver for a still moment after the rush hour. Let's play your motto on the Yamanote line. Everyone in a hurry, sharing our days in the sun, blossoms all starting to fall. Thank you.
Lovely. That was really great. Shall we go for one more?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sure. Let me just have a think because I have to tune.
Ah.
So, yeah.
How about you tune and I'll talk about your shows which are coming up.
Okay, sure thing. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll tune and you
talk. Yeah, so here you go. Get your diaries out. Google Calendar. Maybe send yourself a message. Tony Ruins performs in Auckland at the Point Shiv RSA on Saturday the 16th of March. Tickets are available from best news website / ticketing website in the country, undertheradar.co.nz. Good price as well. And if you want to be so kind, you can tell your friends that there's a show in Wellington as well on the 10th of March. Again, tickets from that website that we know and love, and actually is a really good resource. And one of the you know, there's a few places that I go to try and choose new songs or seek out new New Zealand songs, and Chris and the team at Under the Radar do a really fantastic job of that. So you should be checking it hourly as a little distraction from your 9 to 5. I would be my recommendation. And some hot goss. Chris from Under the Radar and BFM programmer extraordinaire Sarah Thompson will join us in studio in like a month or so. We'll talk about we're breaking the year into quarters, and we're going to talk about our favourite songs and releases from said quarter. So I'm sure Tony Ruins will appear, and it's going to be great, much like this next song. What is it?
Thank you for drawing that out. So
no worries. What tuning are we in?
We're in a tuning called C A D. G C E. So it's not really got a name other than that.
Hey, the guitar heads out there.
Seed. Jibuga, sir. Jibuga.
Cool. Take it away.
It's a song called Sparklers. Conjuring.
Listening to 95BFM, Tony Ruins performing live in Studio 4, live and direct, brought to you without from NZ On Air Music. Let's pick up on alternative tunings. How did you get into using them?
That's a good question. I don't know if anyone's ever thought to ask. I'm a self-taught guitarist, and I guess that I just find it a really useful thing to do when I'm trying to write a song, because my brain's not working tonight, Zach.
It's all right. It
puts you in the middle of nowhere and you don't really know. You don't have the kind of theory surrounding you, so you don't have the kind of chord structures that you're used to going to. And for me, writing the guitar part of a song is kind of about following your instinct and your kind of instinct of where you want the chords to go to. And sometimes knowing what those chords are can be useful, and sometimes that can... you can find yourself in a rut when you're just like, oh, that's to C again.
I was going to say, what's your go-to interval?
I mean, I love a C. Yep. I love a C F. Mm-hmm. I love a good C F.
Yep.
And I love a good G.
Not
a big fan. Not a big fan of D for some reason.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know why, but I love the G F C. Yeah.
Cool.
Is that a bill? Is that a political bill? The GFC bill?
Sounds very close to...
Oh, no, it's the global financial crisis. I knew it was something.
Better call him.
I have to actually tune again, if you don't mind, if we can talk while I'm doing it.
Yeah, of course. Where are we going now? Standard?
No, we're going to one that I like to call Dad Gay. Oh, no, sorry, hang on. Yeah, Dad Gay.
How?
G-A-E, yeah.
Oh.
D-A-D-G-A-E.
How does that work for your band?
They're ever patient and very skilled. My band members are all like incredible musicians, and they manage to sort of find their way around my chaotic, usually chaotic way of playing guitar.
I think you spend a lot of time on the road, and both solo and with the group. Could we run through the group?
Sure.
And just maybe talk about some of the characteristics that only you will know from being on tour.
Okay, well, I'll start with Cass, because I'll start in order of the bandmates joining.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So Cass has been in Tiny Ruins since 2012, or late 2011, if we're being strict. I moved into a flat with her, and she's very good at kind of galvanizing and organizing. And so on tour, she's kind of like the timekeeper a lot of the time. She's really good at planning. Like right now, she's helping me. She's helping me plan all of our flights and ferries and accommodation on our European tour that's coming up. So she's actually an incredibly valuable member of the team. Not only is she just, you know, in my opinion, the best bass player in the world, but she's also one of those handy, you know, organisation-y people.
Yeah, that solo at the end of How Much.
Oh, I know.
So good.
So good. And then we have Alex Frears, the next one. He joined the band shortly after Cass, maybe a year later. Alex is definitely the, he's the most in touch with kind of like what's going on in the world. So he kind of like educates the rest of the band on like the latest lingo,
yes.
You know?
Yep.
And kind of memes and internet stuff.
Cool.
And he's also very, very funny. So he keeps us all in good spirits. And then Tom Healy, who produced he produced our last album as well, Brightly Painted One, but he's plays electric guitar in the band. He's the most recent addition, but he has been playing with us for like 4 or 5 years, so you know, they're all very, very patient. Like I said, Tom is he's got a lot of ambition. So he kind of says, how can we make this show like 10 times better? And that's the kind of thing that I, you know, sometimes need, because I can, yeah, I think Tom, I mean, all their powers combined are amazing. Yeah.
Is Tom quite a taskmaster in the studio? What's the vibe?
No, I wouldn't describe him as a taskmaster. He's focused and but he's quiet and he lets things happen.
Cool.
He likes, you know, he really listens to what you feel something needs, or you know, he wants to know what your ideas are first. And he allows everyone to have ideas. He's not kind of like taking over the show. He's not that kind of person. But he's very extraordinarily hardworking. Yeah, he's just like at the mixing desk hours and hours after everyone else has gone home, still like whittling away at it.
He kind of pops up in random places as well. So how do you have that amount of space in your brain to keep all these arrangements in your head?
What do you mean? Where have you seen him?
I've seen him just in like, he'll just be playing guitar in a...
Oh, yeah.
In like a pop group, mm-hmm. or like... Mm. Yeah, just lots of instances like that where I'm like...
Yeah, I mean, he's an insanely talented guitarist as well. So I don't know how he manages to kind of keep everything, all those things rolling, but he does. He's an interesting one. He's probably the most mysterious. How does he do it?
We'll never know. The first time we met was at the BFM In Session live performance, and which was just after or just before your first record came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
I had to check Discogs when that was. And I was wondering, like, how do you think your songwriting has... changed from those earlier songs, those earlier recordings?
I think that it's become more personal. I think those early recordings were deeply personal. They were written in my bedroom, and I didn't think that I would be, like every songwriter says, I never thought they'd be recorded and I'd be doing this, but it really was the case that I kind of... you know, wrote those just for myself, really. And they were like little escapist vignette kind of songs about other characters. Although they did feel very close to my heart, I think my more recent songs are more directly connected with my own experiences.
And how did the collabs come to be? Because you've done quite a few of them over the years.
Do you mean with Hamish?
Or David? You popped up on the...
just use first names.
Yes, just Dave. Beck.
Yeah.
Lawrence Arabia.
Yeah.
James. How did they come to be?
I feel like they just... they just kind of happen. There's not really a plan. I mean, Hamish played with me for the first time I played in New York. He kind of jumped on stage and just did an impromptu, as he does. I've just been hanging out with him today, actually, so I'm deep in that world of Hamish right now. He's been painting in my backyard for most of today.
Lovely.
But yeah, we kind of just bumped into each other when I first went to New York, and I invited him to play with me, and we just got along really well, and kind of I enjoyed sort of his way of doing things, which is very spontaneous and without a particular plan or anything in mind. And that EP kind of just emerged out of just hanging out and, you know, enjoying each other's company and kind of like both being really into similar music. And then, yeah, do you want me to go through each one? There's no real plan, you know. They just kind of happen. Like James, Lawrence Arabia, he just called me up and I was like, yes, I love Lawrence Arabia. I love his songs.
Who knows in the future? There's definitely the potential for.
I mean, I'm not like a real like hustler trying to on the side like trying to. I mean, I kind of am, but I'm not like, who's my next hit? Like, who am I gonna like, you know, wrestle into the studio with me next? But you never know.
Never know. I guess now that, you know, your new record's out, you must be feeling pretty chuffed.
I'm just so happy it's out. It took us, I mean, it's been a real journey. I don't know, like I can't even go into it, but it's been really, you know, years of figuring it all out and making it happen. So to actually have it out feels like a huge, huge weight has lifted off my shoulders. Yeah.
Cool. Well, yep. Well done, because it sounds really great.
Thanks.
And if you'd like to hear it perform live, obviously don't change your dial. But you can, yes, go to Under the Radar, pre-order a ticket, and see Tony Ruins perform it at the Point Shiv RSA on Saturday the 16th of March. Also, head to flyingout.co.nz and buy a record or a CD. Thank you so much for coming up. What's the final track?
The final track is, I think I'm going to do Olympic Girls, just to, you know...
Go!
Be very obvious. This is the name of the album.
Smolder. We were only inches away.
to feel the muddy bank swell. I think of you on the dance floor in a stucco motel. My star sign resolver. Oh, you only had your Olympic girls, the frosted sheen of leotard twirls, running revolt and winning gold for the TV screen.
That was Live and Direct, thanks to NZ On Air Music.